Hello and welcome to our program. We continue today in Mark chapter 4. If you can, have your Bible ready. Reading in Mark chapter 4, verse 1, and he, that is Jesus, began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship, and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them. It says he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit, that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
All my life long I had panted for a draught from some cool spring, that I hoped would quench the burning of the thirst I felt within. Hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longings, through his blood I know. Strength was almost gone. Long my soul for something better, only still to hunger on. Hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longings, through his blood I now am saved. Poor I was and sought for riches, something that would satisfy, but the dust I gathered round me only mocked my soul set high. Springing bread of life so rich and free, untold wealth that never faileth, my Redeemer is to me. Hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long has satisfies my longings, through his blood I now am saved.
Well, we have a very interesting story here of a man who went out to sow some seeds, and the seeds fell in four different places. In Mark 4, and verse 4, it says, "It came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up." Now, if you're driving down a highway, on both sides of the highway, you're going to find a ditch, a wayside. Now, you'd be kind of foolish to be driving in the ditch when you could be driving on a highway, and it seems to me that it's a foolish thing for this fellow to be throwing seeds by the wayside. Well, we've said many times on this broadcast, and we've said it many times because it's important, the best way to study the Word of God is to compare Scripture with Scripture. And so if you look in Genesis chapter 38 and verse 1, you'll find a harlot, and she is by the wayside. In 1 Samuel 4:13, you'll find a despicable religious man by the name of Eli, and he was by the wayside. In Psalm 140, verse number 5, it says, "The proud are by the wayside." And in Matthew 20 and verse 30, we have a couple of blind men, and guess where they are? They're by the wayside. And so it says here, it came to pass that this fellow who was doing the sowing, he was careless. Some fell by the wayside. Well, in verse number 15, it says, "And Jesus said, and these are they by the wayside, where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts." Now, in their hearts, that's interesting. It says in Mark 13 and verse number 19, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he that received the seed by the wayside." Now, we have to look at the heart. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 28, the Bible talks about committing adultery in the heart. In John 14 and verse 1, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." In John 16 and 22, it talks about your heart shall rejoice. Romans 9 and 10, Paul said, "I have great heaviness and continuous sorrow in my heart." 2 Corinthians 2:4, "For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you," Paul said. And then in 2 Peter, it talks about covetous practices in the heart. In the heart. Now, obviously, as we look at these things, whether it's letting your heart be troubled or having your heart rejoice, or as Paul said, "I have sorrow and anguish in my heart," we're talking about something in the area of the emotion. Now, the Bible says when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit. He doesn't deal with our emotion. And so we see here that the situation concerning the first sowing is that he sowed, the word was sown in their hearts. That is, they received it in an emotional sense. We can get all emotional about a lot of things, and that's not salvation. The Holy Spirit bears witness with my spirit. Then I determine what I'm going to do in my spirit, not in my emotions. If I decide to repent, as the Holy Spirit will lead me to, when the Spirit of God deals with my spirit about being saved, I will repent or I will reject. It's just simple. You can't get it any simpler than that. That's what the Bible teaches. And so it's not a situation here where this fellow is making a decision that has anything to do with his spirit. We see that it's all in his heart. It is an emotional decision, and as a result, it soon fades away, and also as a result, there's no fruit. The next one we read about is sowing seed in stony places, and it says in Mark chapter 4 and verse number 5, "Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away." Same situation here. Sowing in the stony places, they had no root, they withered away, and like the sower in the wayside, there's no fruit. Then the third one is among the thorns, it says, "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them." Again, among the thorns, they choked them, there is no fruit. Then we see here in Mark 4, verse number 8, "But other fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, There's the difference from the other three. They brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold, sowing on the good ground, and they brought forth fruit. Well, the next thing he goes into here in this portion of Scripture, it says in verse number 21, he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? So in the first part of these verses, down the first 20 verses, the Lord is dealing with life. In Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 21, he is dealing with light. And light dispels darkness. Light is very expensive in this concerning spiritual things. We'll talk about that in our next broadcast. Light reveals hidden things, but men love darkness rather than light. So in our next program, be sure and tune in. We're going to look at this portion of Scripture where Jesus deals with the light.
Every little bird and flower testifies of Jesus' power. Every little detail is tender love displays. By the snow-capped mountain or near a leaping fountain, like a mighty anthem, my grateful heart is raised. Jesus, Lord of all, blessed and filled with all majesty, open my heart and cause me to see. Saving God, whose power manifested love divine in dying on the tree. Now my sinful soul he's quickened, I've become a new creation by the priceless blood he shed for me on Calvary. Jesus, Lord of all, blessed and filled with all majesty, open my heart and cause me to see.